We're talking with Dr. John Robinson from Texas AgriLife, a cotton economist. And John, I know that you kind of alluded to the fact that you're a little uncertain about some of the things as we go into this 2020 season. You did say it looks like at this point maybe a few less acres, though.
Well, I'm uncertain about that acres question. It's probably the biggest variable in my mind, and that my target has been changing because relative prices of cotton to feed grains has been changing rather steadily across the whole fall, favoring more and more cotton acres planted. You know, 4 months ago, I thought we were going to have a 3.5 million bale cotton acreage, and now I'm not sure we'll have a cotton acreage at all. We'll just have to see.
But that would be pretty significant, wouldn't it? I
mean, it would be significant, and it would greatly affect the ending stocks outcome and the price outcome. We could be in either a very tight situation with prices justified, you know, shooting at 80 cents if we planted a lot fewer. But if we plant kind of similar to what we've got now, then, you know, basically we could be treading water and just have prices kind of in a similar pattern to what we saw last year.
This 2019 crop year was a tough year for our Texas Oklahoma producers, right?
It definitely was. It was a bad start, a dry summer, an early freeze, and that combination really cut into production. That's what's actually perversely given us the price rise that we've seen, is because of the production losses that happened during that season.
I know you probably follow quality quite a bit as far as the crop is concerned. What did you hear from the countryside regarding quality this year?
Actually, I haven't heard that much, but I think quality is more. We've been getting back towards more average quality. We didn't have some of the widespread, you know, low mic. I did hear some reports of short staple, particularly in the northerly regions of northern Texas Panhandle, and maybe that happened in Oklahoma and Kansas too. You know, when the production gets cut off that early in the season, there's fibers that weren't able to develop, and so then you have a short fiber situation. You have low uniformity, and you get big discounts for that. And from what I hear, that's carrying over into the contract offerings that the merchants have for 2020. They're passing on some of those discounts that they've recently experienced.
You talked a little bit about China, obviously, and the fact that there's a lot of uncertainty there. Dr. Campici talked about the fact that we really have seen a sharp drop off as far as our share of the pie of cotton in China. What is that? You know, how does China impact us back here in the Southern Plains?
Well, historically, they were our number one customer, so that part is change. We've lost market share. The Brazilians have picked it up. Now, our total number of exports isn't lower because we were shipping more cotton to other people, but there's some subtle effects of that. I've had merchants tell me that, yeah, we're shipping more cotton to Vietnam and Bangladesh and Indonesia, but those buyers are more hard-nosed because they know that we've gone through this disruption, that we're making new customers and new connections, and they're exploiting that by being chintzier on their offerings. And so the basis that the merchants have with the mills, those new buyers, it's chintzier, it's tighter, it's weaker, it doesn't favor the merchant, and therefore it's not going to favor the farmer customer that merchant turns around and offers a contract to. So, you know, we've suffered some indirect effects from that.
You know, as you look at maybe on a historical basis for our cotton industry, it seems like the new generation of technology, the you know, all the new varieties of seed varieties and increased potential of yield and quality, how has that impacted the economics of our cotton producers?
Well, at the farm gate, it's raised. It appears to raise the cost of production. You know, seed costs a lot more. But on the other hand, it's also substituting for people. You know, herbicide technologies mean there's less plowing, less machinery, less drivers. Some of the new other traits are substituting for chemical sprays. You know, this built-in resistance in the plant. So, but the growers, more of the cost has been shifted to things that the growers aren't reimbursed from their landlords. They're not sharing those costs, so the growers are bearing some of that more directly, and that's tough. So it makes it really it makes it hard to cover all those costs, and it means the growers have to sell at a higher price. It means they need to be nimble, timely marketers, and take advantage of the little brief price spikes that happen.
So what's your outlook for 2020 as far as that, for that producer? How does he make money in cotton in 2020?
I think the opportunity to, the futures market's going to trade over 75. It's going to trade into the upper 70s, but those spikes may just happen briefly, kind of volatile around acreage reports, weather stuff, and it'll come and it'll go. So my recommendation is that growers have a plan where they'll, if they're letting a pool sell their cotton, they'll jump in themselves and hedge at higher levels to grab some of the benefit of a price spike. Or if their cotton is, they're holding it open till harvest, they'll jump in and hedge at those higher levels. Or if they're dealing with a merchant, they'll call that merchant and fix a price at those higher levels. But do it when it happens. And do it when the market is offering you a price that you know is a good price. You may not know if it's going to go higher from there, but you know that the price you're looking at today is a good price. They need to act on it.
So the window of opportunities will be fairly short.
They'll be brief. Historically, if we just look at the pattern of when the speculators run the price up, those kinds of things happen for a few days at a time, a week or two at a time, and then they go away. And you got to grab them in season. You got to grab them when they're there.